Welcome to the Shaping Portsmouth podcast. Shaping Portsmouth is a collaboration of key Portsmouth businesses, transforming Portsmouth together.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the Shaping Portsmouth podcast. We have a new member of our team.
Whoop, whoop.
I know, drum roll. We are delighted to introduce Jane Moody to
Hi.
The team, our latest recruit. We've got a few new faces and this is the first of our conversations welcoming the new people to the team. Welcome, Jane.
Thank you, my love.
It's amazing to chat to you and I'm really interested and curious, really, just to hear a little bit more about what brought you to Shaping Portsmouth.
You mean I don't chew your ear off enough?
Well, I know, and I would love everyone else that listens to this to kind of learn a bit more about that.
Let me think if I can condense it for a podcast. So I have been self-employed for nearly 4 years.
Okay.
And if anybody listening is self-employed as well, they would know that when some of life's curveballs hit mm-hmm. you, being self-employed is challenging,
sure.
with a capital C.
It's not the easiest path, is it?
Oh, no. And I sailed some rocky weather. And what I think I needed for me mm-hmm. was to get a part-time PAYE position mm-hmm. that would give me consistency of income, that would also allow me to run my organisation, which is Marvellous Fabulous Projects. But if they could run alongside each other, then my mental health would vastly improve and my ability to pay the bills would improve. Yeah, it's always tricky. I say to everybody, I'm not motivated by money. Like, I'm mm-hmm. motivated by doing. I like doing. And I go, oh, yeah, no, I should probably earn some money or something. But it's hard, isn't it, in a cost of living crisis when you actually have bills to pay and you've had a series
and
of curveballs.
And little people to look after. And
oh, yes, and I have to feed my children.
Yes.
But it's, you know, all to say, I was in a very privileged position mm-hmm. that I could pay the bills, so I don't take that for granted. But I just needed to take the pressure off myself and
A bit more security.
A bit, or just the consistency
sure.
to know, okay, we don't have to find however much money this month. We have to find this little bit of money this month because it kind of...
I understand. Yeah. And what about the shaping role particularly that sort of attracted you towards it?
Oh, this is another... I think I said this in the interview with Shaping Portsmouth. It is an incredibly privileged point of view and I don't take it for granted, but it was really important to me, if I could, it was really important to me that I took on a paid position had similar values
sure.
To me personally. I'm 42. I have done all kinds of jobs and thoroughly loved them all. But now I'm at an age where if I have a little bit of say in the situation, I would like to try and continue, you know, if I couldn't get a role that aligns with me in inverted commas, that's fine, but I wanted to try.
It was a priority for you.
It was important, and it is important to me because as a person, one thing I'm rubbish at is
poker face.
My poker face. That is exactly the right expression. Yeah, my poker face. I find it really hard to, you know, sign off on a bad idea or something that's not right for other people or something that's not right for our city. And again, the position at Shaping came up.
So what is the role, Jane, for those that don't know?
I just support everybody else with the admin. It's an absolute delight. It's so everybody in Shaping has their own very specific roles. But am I right in saying, bear with me, because I'm new, I don't know, but the organisation has kind of grown and grown and grown really nicely, but it's kind of now in a place where you needed an extra body to kind of look after all of the administrative stuff so that those people posted in those specific roles could deliver them to the best of their ability and not be kind of bogged down with the boring stuff, which is fantastic for me because I have a company whereby I can deliver this stuff that I thoroughly enjoy doing. To spend 20 hours a week supporting everybody else with their jobs is, I love it.
And it's really interesting, isn't it? Because often when you do your own thing and you have it's a CIC, isn't it?
Not for profit.
Yes,
again,
not for profit.
Don't care about money.
But you're often working alone, right? So you have to bring these projects to life. You have to manage them, market them, whatever that is. But I found this when I started working with Shaping Portsmouth. It was so lovely to feel part of a team.
Absolutely.
And such a great team there.
So the projects that I deliver, generally they're with young people. And it's so joyful. But that is for kind of quite a condensed period. Mm-hmm. You're right, all of the preparation there or thereabouts you're doing on your own. So strutting into the office and saying hi to everybody and authentically going, can I make you a coffee? Like, it's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah.
Having a little
Well, you've been a really great team member. Like, you've really embraced that element of it.
Making coffee.
Well, no, and just appreciating working with others. And it's such a supportive role that I think, and you get to see what happens across the whole of the organisation and what's needed in the pillars and the admin that supports those.
100%. But I think I did a post on LinkedIn or social media and I said, yes, I am drinking the Kool-Aid because I am new to the role. But I can only do that because I'm working with people. Everything that I see people say in shaping, everything that I overhear people talking about in shaping, it's all authentic. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody is genuinely, excitedly working for the city, being of service to the city, and then that in turn makes me really bouncy to support them. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. So there's a lot of enthusiasm.
I mean, standard. But yeah, I'm only able to sort of have a good time at work because I'm working with really lovely people who, again, I don't need a poker face, right? Because they are authentically being of service to Portsmouth, and that brings me so much joy. So,
and I think what we were saying, just circling back to that poker face comment, is like you've made a choice somewhere in your career to do your own thing, and it takes such courage and a leap of faith to do that. And then once you've made that leap, it's very, if you're going to join an organisation, it's very difficult to then be doing something that doesn't light you up or to work somewhere where the values aren't aligned with you. So
yeah.
I really respect the fact that you've prioritised that and sought out somewhere where you can actually feel aligned. I think it's so important because, you know, we're at work a lot. A lot of our time and energy is spent in these environments. So those environments have to mirror us and help us to thrive.
They do if we're in that position.
Yeah.
And I feel lucky, I feel blessed.
Yeah,
that,
if you can and you have the choice.
Yeah. But it was definitely my intention to do that. And if I couldn't have, then I couldn't have. And that's okay. But I wanted, like I said, I wanted to try. So far we're having fun.
Yeah, no, it's been great fun. And I wonder, out of this few, I mean, how many weeks has it been? Is this your
fourth five?
Week? Yeah.
I don't know.
We're coming into your second month. So what is something that you've learnt about shaping that you didn't know before?
Oh, my goodness, so much. So when people, you know, when I sort of tell people what I do and or what I'm doing at shaping, and they say, what does shaping do? And then I sort of sit down.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. And I think the biggest takeaway that sums it up, although it's so very varied, was working with Marianne when she was talking about the cruise ambassadors and the work that you've done as well. And I sort of came to Marianne with a friend, like, cruise ambassadors, tell me everything. And she was explaining how the port is the sort of the biggest income generator for the city. So the more kind of support and development that the city can give that area, the better experience cruise ships have, the better experience the dock and the port
the
have.
The passengers
have. They're more likely to spend pennies in Portsmouth if they're spending their penny. You know, if
a return to Portsmouth.
A return. Yeah. Looking forward to going. When they're giving the crews the feedback forms, they say, oh, it's absolutely lovely to dock in Portsmouth. Look forward to doing that again, telling others that they've had that experience. So not only does it support that significant income that comes into the port, but also, we hope, kind of paves the way for other for other people to come and enjoy our city as well.
And that's such a huge part of shaping is to offer these volunteers that support the cruise passengers, but also it's a small part of shaping as a whole.
Yes, and I thought, but that summed up everything, which is there's a lot of noise on social media, sort of politically and otherwise, and also about our city. And every time you have that voice inside you that wants to go, what are you doing to help? What are you doing to help? And I love that I can be somebody who goes, well, this is what I'm doing to help. Did you know that the port is our biggest income generator? I didn't, and now I do, and now I know a way to support that. So if I can, you know, be a part of that activity, that makes me really happy, because I know I'm a part of the solution, not
the problem. And that knowledge is power, and I certainly have learned so much. I know that we just need to keep doing the work to share everything that happens at Shaping so people really understand, like, the impact is so important, and it's kind of integral to the city.
Yeah, and it's really difficult because there is so much noise. Well, like, we're so busy and there is so much noise. We are very much sort of semi-conditioned to only see what we're looking for. And it's not until you come to have a different perspective that it just brings with you a whole new sort of swathe of contacts and opinions and all of the incredible volunteers, the lovely, lovely volunteers that work. I just think it's fantastic. And, you know, they won't go around announcing what they do as being anything special. But from our perspective at Shaping, it's everything.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. So I like celebrating and cheerleading.
I love that, Jane. There was something I read, and you gave some words to Matt when we shared that you were joining the team. And one of your values is something really lovely: a rising tide lifts all ships. And that kind of, you know, really stands out to me. I mean, we've done a lovely segue from the port to your value here.
No pun intended. Every pun intended.
What does that mean to you, and how does it show up in your work?
A rising tide. I say it all of the time. I put it on my gravestone one day, Jane Moody: rising tide lifts all ships. When one person wins, everybody wins.
Yeah.
When one person succeeds, everybody. It's the ripple effect of happiness, of joy, of success, of affluence, of economic growth. It's an expression that fits every kind of situation, whether it's personal, within your family, within business, within the city, within the world. You know, it's an expression that works across all of them, because when, certainly if we look at the example of the cruise volunteers, the better experience, that is very pun related with link. the boat. So I can use another one. But
no, I was thinking it made me think of the City of Culture bid. Because you feel that, like, the tide is rising for everybody. It's not just a small pocket of people that will benefit.
100%.
You can really feel that there's this, like, desire and enthusiasm
and as
to
an
want
attitude.
To lift everyone in the city.
And as an attitude, when I work with young people and I work and we do sort of work around self-esteem and stuff, when I was growing up and I didn't know any better and you'd sort of pass someone in the street and you'd have, like, a, oh, what are they doing with their hair? You know, you'd neg somehow. And then you mature and you grow up. And then you be the person that goes, like, for example, your hair this morning. I really like your hair at the moment anyway.
Thank
but
you.
Your hair this morning, like you opened the door and I was like, oh, my goodness, look at that. It's giving effortless Rachel. And
thank you.
You know, look at the difference. It takes 2 seconds for me to go, oh, Charlotte, I love your hair today.
To lift someone.
Yeah. And then your shoulders go back. You do a little head flicking like, oh, I didn't try anything with my hair today. And somebody says they like. And then you will carry that joy and maybe a little skip in your step. And that kind of, and you make the contrast and the energy of criticising or moaning or being the person that takes the same amount of time and the same amount of energy to throw a compliment because a rising tide lifts all ships. When you are happier in your day, I'm happier in mine too.
Yeah.
And then,
and that person can then go on to try and, like, help make others.
Yeah.
You
go to Sainsbury's and buy your lunch with an extra spring in your step. And that little interaction will ripple down to it. It's just so much of a better way to be. There's no point in competition when you can celebrate. There's no point. It doesn't work. It's just like icky energy and I don't care for it.
I love that.
Yeah, everybody win together.
And are there any of the kind of shaping values or the culture that you've seen that you've been enjoying?
Yes.
All of the above.
All of the above. Yeah, like I said, there's so much sort of professional and personal alignment, although what shaping does is kind of formalise and put a professional brand across the values and intentions that I have, you know, they're very the same. So, yeah, no, it's lovely. It's lovely to work with similar people, all very different. We're all very different, aren't we, in the shaping team? But I really like everybody and...
different but with the same goal, and like you were saying about serving the city, everyone is really passionate and committed to doing the best they possibly can.
Yes.
I mean, I've worked in many teams across the years in many different professions, but it's one of the smallest and hardest working teams I think I've ever worked with.
But genuinely it's just lovely. Yeah. So far, so good, mate.
Good. I'm so happy to hear that. So we're sharing this episode within our centenary year.
Mm-hmm.
There's been lots of celebrations. There's lots of things to celebrate in the city. And I know from what you've just said that it's important for you to kind of like really celebrate the good stuff. So I wondered, what would you like to celebrate about the city?
I can't remember if I said this in my interview or not. I'm sure I said it somewhere recently, but I always say that Portsmouth is the beginning and the end of the train line. So you're either coming home or you're going on an adventure. And that's what I love about Portsmouth. I'm either home or I'm going somewhere fun to experience something else, but it all kind of stems from here. I think. Yeah, whether it's the ferry. So I grew up in Gosport.
Mm-hmm.
So in the sort of 80s, early 90s, when there is, I mean, you think there's nothing in Gosport now. There's sort of very little.
I understand, Jane. I was also growing up very close to you, but we didn't know each other. But yeah.
Yeah. And you sort of kind of look up to Portsmouth. And, you know, fair and full shopping opportunities and this and that. So you'd take the ferry to Portsmouth. Mm-hmm. And then if you were going to the Isle of Wight, you know, it would be from Portsmouth that you went to the Isle of Wight, or you got on a train to London, or you got on a train anywhere, frankly, because
yes,
you didn't drive.
You needed to.
Yeah. So that's how I feel about Portsmouth. It's always either home or the beginning of an adventure. So
yeah, so both of those things have different energy, but yeah, very kind of like either an excitement or like a comfort.
Yeah, but both equally important in different ways. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. And as we sort of come to the end of this episode, we always ask if you have a favourite place in Portsmouth. It could be a view, it could be a restaurant, it could be a walk, anywhere in the city that you either feel some kind of joy or peace or calm or excitement, adventure. Where is it?
Other than my home, mm-hmm. Me and my children call it the secret beach.
Oh, are you ready to reveal your secret beach to everyone?
No. So you know where the Hailing Island ferry is at Eastney?
Yes.
I can't remember when I came across it. It might have been in lockdown when we were sort of looking for isolated places to go.
Yeah.
When we were allowed to. Or it might be because I've got a dog that I hate putting on the lead, mm-hmm. because he'll dislocate my shoulder. So if it's warm and you want to take him to the beach, it's quite difficult to park on that busy strip of road.
Sure.
To take him to the water. And then I found the Eastney Beach, or maybe I was just being nosy and seeing where I could go. And then I came across it, and it's just lovely.
Mm.
And sometimes I take the kids there after school, and I just chuck some towels in the back of the car. And
so is that the one where there's a little car park near it, ish?
Not really.
Okay.
You can sort of, there is parking, you can pull up, but there's a burger van and there's the lifeguard station.
Sure.
But if you go on just a little bit further, just past the jetty for the Hailing Island ferry, when the tide goes out, it's all sandy.
Mm.
And when the tide comes in, it's still quite shallow. So the children can play and the dog can play. And it's just a lovely spot that, I don't know, it's a lovely view. The water's lovely. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Favorite. Because lots of people say the beach and, you know, different parts of it, but you're the first person that I know of that has shared that particular part and
the
that
secret
perspective.
Beach.
The secret beach.
I mean, it is busy with people who sort of pull up in their campers or the paddle boards.
Sure.
And things like that. But there's a funny current.
Yes.
There, so I think it's only the experienced,
yeah,
water,
okay,
sports people that go. I just love it there. It's peaceful. It's beautiful.
I love that. That's nice. A great tip. We hope that people visit, but not too many people visit.
Yeah, just not when I am, yeah.
Jane, it's been so lovely to talk to you and learn more about you. And
thanks,
it's
sister.
Been great to work with you so far. And yeah, long may that continue.
Thank you for having me, colleague.
Thank you.
This podcast was brought to you by Shaping Portsmouth, working to make Portsmouth the number one UK city in which to invest, live, learn, work and visit. To find out more, please visit shapingportsmouth.co.uk. This podcast was supported by Spark Community Space and Portsmouth Community Lottery.